Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
It's time for another edition of the Brett Allen Show.
It's go time, you and me.
Join us weekly for the latest pop culture interviews from your favorite TV shows, movies, comedians, and so much more.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you, it felt good.
Plus, you never know who will drop by.
What happened here was a miracle.
Now, here is your host.
I said throw down, boy.
Welcome to the nice main event.
Brett Allen.
I'm talking today here on the Brett Allen Show with season 25, The Voice, Team Reba, Zaya Ray from Sauk, California. Congratulations. It's nice to meet you. And this is very cool. How excited are you at the moment with all that's happening in your life with this? This is a big deal.
It is such a big deal. I'm so excited. One is, I've been watching the show since like season one, and I was a little girl at the time. So of course I was always like, you know, I want to be on that stage and I want somebody to turn for me. I want to get a chair turn. And I tried for a few years, never really made it to that point. And I was almost like on the verge of giving up music. And this opportunity kind of just came to me. Like it was just like a blessing. And I did it. And it's just like, it feels so surreal, but I'm very, very excited that I'm on the show and I'm working with the queen of country. So it's like, there's days where I just can't even believe it still.
I know. It's so crazy. We've had other musicians on from other shows like Idol and, you know, yeah, America's Got Talent. And one of the things that I think it's important to highlight for you particularly is this is not just like a flash in the pan opportunity, because you've been working on music for most of your life. You come from a family of musicians. So like this opportunity is what I call an overnight success that's taken 10, 15 years to harvest and get where you are. The other thing too is that there's a lot that happens prior to you getting that chair turn. How many auditions did it take for you to get to live television? I would imagine a few, or maybe it's different now. I don't know.
I feel like every show is different. But with this show, from what I remember, I mean, it could be different for each time you audition, just depending on, you know, if a scout reaches out to you or finds you and reaches out to you and sends your stuff in, which in this case is, I think, what happened with me. But in the past, when I have auditioned, you know, there's maybe like 3 to 4 auditions, there's interview processes, they have to, you know,
background checks. I mean, yeah, it's a really big
check,
deal.
You know, check on like your story. And so it's a lot of stuff that goes behind it.
Yeah, you can't, America's Got Stories. You can't just go and like show up and, I mean, you could. I mean, it's possible. I think like for a comedian maybe, or a musician or an acrobat, it's a different process. So you get headhunted and now here you are. Mm-hmm. So I know there's not a lot we can talk about because we are still getting episodes currently of this, but what is it like working with Reba?
It is amazing. She is one of the nicest people you will ever meet. She's like, from the second you see her, she's exactly what you see on TV in person. She's just that woman that reminds you of like your mom or your grandma, just like always there for you, gives the biggest hugs, has like the warmest smile, and she just makes you feel very comfortable, which for me is, I think, something I needed to just to open up more and not be so like shy and like just in my head too much. She's very, I feel very comfortable around her, and she gives really good advice. I couldn't be more happy with who chose me.
Yeah, and that's very cool. I mean, how gratifying and like affirming it is to have a chair turn for you and have somebody want you on their team. Do you get to work with other people on her team? I know it's, I don't know how much of this has been filmed or taped. I have to be very careful with the questions I ask because it is a lot of embargoed information, but do you get to work with other people that she chooses, or How does that work? Because I know with Idol, they sometimes will have them all come together. And I guess depends on what you're working on, if it's for a competition or for maybe an all-call song like on a future episode.
It does depend what you're working on, or which part of the competition you're in. So, I mean, as far as like the team, like we all do work together being on her team, not really with anybody on like her team musically, like in the industry, but she does get to bring in, you know, a mega mentor. So you guys will soon find out who that is, which is really cool too. And that's somebody who's a very good friend of hers as well. So that's
was just so cool. Like, this has to be great for you. What do friends and family think about all of this?
Oh my goodness. They are like blown away. I will text my grandma with updates, or just like I have like family group chats with my dad's side and my mom's side, and I update them like almost daily on things that are happening, or like new interviews that are going on, or anything that comes from the show, and even while filming anything in the show. And all I get is like, oh my gosh, I'm in tears right now, or like, this is real and I can't believe it. And, you know, my mom and my grandma got to experience the audition process with me and filming, you know, the family and friends and story part. And it was a lot of tears, just happy tears though. So they're very excited, and they know that this has been a dream of mine since I was a little girl. So they're still trying to process it just like me.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, it just all has to be exciting, yet at the same time, a little bit overwhelming, because now you're thrust into this national platform that you weren't in however long ago. Mm-hmm. And the other thing too is, I think what people miss is that, like, regardless of how it turns out, like, people know who you are now, yeah. As opposed to maybe not knowing who you were before, which has to be a big deal too, I would say. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. I've been kind of, you know, just curious a little bit since the audition has came out, or I've made the announcement, and just like Googling like what people are saying, and there's articles out there, and it's just like so cool to read everything and know that people are like I have fans of me. It's just, it doesn't even feel real. Like, I never thought I would like Google my name and find articles. It's like, you know, about me and my music and just everything that I've, all the information I've put on like social media before is just out for everybody to see, which is completely fine. But it just, it's so crazy.
Yeah. So how are you handling all of that? Like, because now your life is public and will forever be public regardless of the result of the show. Like, do you have people to help you with that and sort of mitigate and manage the fame, so to speak, and, you know, hey, be careful what you read, because people have very strong opinions about this show and any reality show for that matter?
I would say right now it's just my family, and, you know, especially like my uncles are very like, you know, oh, I want to be like your manager or your security guards or something, but they check in on me a lot, and they're like, you know, just make sure you're not reading into too many of the comments, you don't let that stuff get into your head, or they'll just remind me, you know, like, you're amazing, or I can't believe you're doing this, and, you know, like, just speaking a lot of positivity into myself, which helps a lot. And I mean, this is just the beginning, so I can't imagine like a little further down the road, like what else would come with this. But yeah, right now I think everything is going good so far, and just trying to figure it out along the way.
You have a good team to help you schedule interviews. So yeah. There's that, because I'm sure a lot of people started reaching out and were like, hey, you know, can we interview you and things like that? I know it can be a bit daunting. Especially for somebody who, you know, it's all new, you know what I'm saying? Because people want to talk to you and connect with you and that sort of thing. So you grew up with a large family. You've worked hard your whole life. You've grinded the 8 to 5. I feel like, though, this is your moment to shine, which is very cool. And I can't wait to see, like, what happens next, you know? Again, I think it's all very exciting. What is, like, maybe one thing that you're really excited about about this whole process, Zaya, that like maybe you hadn't thought about before? Like the possibilities are endless.
The possibilities are definitely endless. But I feel like the main thing that I want to take from this experience is just the exposure. I feel like that's one of the hardest things to get as an artist, especially just on social media alone. It's hard because there's so much talent out there. It's like, it's hard to, you know, post a video and expect to get views and fans and comments. So just from this, the exposure is something that I'm looking forward to. And then to be able to put out my original music eventually, hopefully this year soon. And just kind of see where that takes me. I'm very excited and I love all the support and the love that I'm getting. So it's really amazing.
Awesome. Well, one last question. You picked a Billie Eilish song to use for your blind audition. Are you a fan? Is that something that you wanted to audition with? How did that process work to get vetted, to be able to do it on national television? I think that's the one sort of behind the scenes question that I think most people are fascinated with.
Yeah, I've been a huge fan of Billie since her very, very first music video and song. I think it was Ocean Eyes. I've always loved her. I've loved how different she sounded compared to all the other artists out there. And I like her writing technique. Like I feel like she, you know, some people talk about it and they're like, oh, like her writing is so deep and dark and scary. But she, when you really think about it, like the lyrics and how she writes tells a story, and you kind of just have to I don't know, put it in your own words, think about it a different way. Like there's so many metaphors that go into her songs. So I've always been a fan of hers and sung a lot of her songs. And Bellyache was actually a song I've never sang before. I knew it, but I never thought that it would be something I would sing, let alone audition on TV with. So that was kind of like a risk to take because I didn't know how well that was gonna go, but I loved it. Honestly, it took me a little bit to fall in love with the song myself. Like, oh, you know, I love this song. I love singing it. I know I'm gonna get a chair turn. I was kind of in my head a lot thinking like, you know, I never sang this song before. I don't know if they're gonna like it. But I made it a little bit my own, changed it up a bit, and I'm also, I think, one of the first people in the U.S. to sing that song on a show, which is, I also thought was really cool because there's other songs of hers that I would have chosen, but this song was just, it just seemed different. And I mean, the outcome of it, I got a chair turn, and it seems like a lot of people are wanting me to actually record that cover and put it out so they can hear my spin on it.
Yeah, that's the consensus online is when you Google you, people are like, you know, oh my God, I can't believe she covered Billie. But yeah. You did an excellent job.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations. I know it's early there for you, but again, the Bay Area connection is very cool. Do you make it back to Stockton very often, or are you mostly in SoCal at this point?
I've been in SoCal a lot, especially just while filming, just trying to stay in the area. But I do go to Northern California a lot, and I do plan to go there next weekend and the weekend after. And then all of my family is there, so I try to go as often as I can. I hope to be making more trips there soon, though.
Awesome. Well, excited to see what's next for you. Zaya Ray, Team Reba on The Voice on NBC season 25. Good Lord, that show has been on longer than Grey's Anatomy. I just think it's great.
I know. Yeah, it's amazing. I feel like that number, too, is just like going into it. I think I was actually supposed to be a part of season 24, but it kind of just got a little packed. So I got to season 25 and it was just like, wow. 25 is just like a special number, it sounds like, seems like. And it was a really amazing top 40 crew that we had going into that. So it's been a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, you're wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank
The
you.
sky is the limit for you. Thank you so much for your time, Zaya. Congratulations and have fun with Reba. I mean, how lucky are you? So.
Well, thank you so much. It's been so fun. I'm proud to be a part of your show and hope to see you again soon.
Absolutely. Come back when you're a Grammy winner, please. We would love to have you back.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening and being a part of today's conversation.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider sharing it with a friend. It's absolutely free.
A mega proportion.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
And remember, we care.